Welcome back to our second half hour of music. I'm Bob Taylor, and you are listening to Bob's Used Record Shop, where musically, you never know what's coming next. I have over 60-plus years of recorded music at my disposal, and a warehouse full of vinyl records. And they sound as good today as they did when they were originally pressed. Great music truly transcends time, and if you love music, then you are where you should be at this moment in the great space-time continuum called life. But enough of my existential ramblings. Let's go for a ride. In fact, more specifically, let's go for a train ride in the dark. Here's the hardest working man in showbiz, gentleman by the name of James Brown.
We'll be right back. to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more, waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in. Choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in.
Going back to 1945, a number three charting hit for, in my opinion, one of the finest female vocalists of her era. That was Peggy Lee, Waiting for the Train to Come In. Before that, we heard Sheena Easton talking about how her honey takes the morning train. The interesting side note on that, that was from 1983. The title of the song was not originally called Morning Train, but was called 9 to 5. Now, another artist had a song by the exact same title coming out, and a gal by the name of Dolly Parton. And so as not to confuse the general public, Sheena renamed her song title to Morning Train, and then in parentheses, 9 to 5. We started out that musical train set with Night Train, a song whose origins date back to 1940 and has been reinterpreted a number of ways over the years. The James Brown version you heard was from 1961. Let's continue with music now from one of the earliest of the many TV personalities. And I finally remember as a toddler sitting on my grandfather's lap on Saturday night watching this new thing he had called a color TV and listening to this gentleman by the name of Lawrence Welk. Thank you.
to the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board.
Just to take you there, I smell the garden in your hair.
Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold cotton's hanging in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home.
Well, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board.
Oh yeah, all the fun that we can have at the zoo. Simon and Garfunkel from their 1968 album Bookends. Before that, we heard Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their self-titled 1969 debut album, a song written by Graham Nash about an actual train ride he took back in 1966, a train ride from Casablanca to Marrakesh. And as he was on this train ride, he was originally in the first class seat, but he found the people there to be kind of boring and decided to move to the working class section of the train, where the people were accompanied by all sorts of animals. And we started off that set of music with Baby Elephant Walk, a song written by Henry Mancini. And while it had earned Mancini a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Recording from the soundtrack album to a movie called Hitari, Henry Mancini never actually released the song as a single. But Lawrence Welk did, and he took the 1962 version of his song all the way to number 10 on the Billboard Easy Listening charts. So next up, we have some beautiful music from the Mantovani Orchestra.
Thank you.
from their 1970 album, It Ain't Easy. That was Three Dog Night, and a song that Paul Williams wrote called Out in the Country. Before that was a theme song from On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, from a 1968 album, The Mantovani Touch. That was the Mantovani Orchestra. Mantovani Records, which are recorded on the London record label, were considered to be the best sounding of the recordings utilizing a new format called stereophonic, and as such were often used to demonstrate new phonograph equipment. Well, kids, I guess that wraps up another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I look forward to having you along again next week. Don't forget, you can hear a new Bob's Record Shop show every Wednesday morning from 11 to noon, and then we repeat the same program on Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. You can also access the show online via the Huntley Community Radio website at huntleyradio.com. And if you missed any, you can also hear all of my previous programs. This has been Bob's Used Record Shop. I'm Bob Taylor. Thank you for listening. You're tuned to 101.5 FM, WHRU-LP, Huntley, Illinois.